For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, five-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome, everybody, into Adam Carriker on The Ticket. It's been a while, ladies and gentlemen. How have you been? Hope life's been great. Hope the summer's been phenomenal. We got a loaded show today. As always, just going to call it The Loaded Show going forward. Just take my name right out of the title. Just take my name completely out of it. It's not The Adam Carriker Show, not Adam Carriker on The Ticket. It's just The Loaded Show because we're always freaking loaded. A lot of stuff to talk about. All right, College World Series is still going on. Our good buddies down in Aggieland are still playing. I know, poke, poke. I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay, also, Nebraska added a quarterback. If you hadn't heard, come out from that rock you've been living under and enjoying that life that you clearly have. But Nebraska has added another quarterback to their quarterback room, so we're going to talk about their new quarterback that they've added, the NAIA Player of the Year, Jalen Gromstad. Also, we're going to talk about the quarterback room as a whole. A lot of talent in that room. It's interesting. I put out a tweet last year. You got to keep in mind, you got to transport yourself back in time to the middle of the football season. Okay. And fans weren't so happy with the offense and the quarterback play. No, I'm not trying to bring up negative things, but I put out something. Nebraska actually has a talented quarterback room. And man, did I get blowback for that. I stood by that. I had the grapefruits to stand by that, right or wrong. Okay. Like grapefruits or not, think they're disgusting, but they're bigger, and you know what I'm talking about. The fact of the matter is I had the grapefruits to stand by that even when I received criticism, even from some of my good buddies who played at the University of Nebraska as well. That's all right. We can all disagree. I can be right. You can be wrong, and vice versa, because I'm sure that happens from time to time or way more often than I'd like to admit. But they got a lot of talent in that room. We're talking about a top 20 dual threat quarterback coming out of high school is one of them. Two Elite 11 quarterbacks. A quarterback that hasn't been talked about as much this offseason in Daniel Kalen, that the coaches do see as a future NFL quarterback. Then you've obviously got Dylan Raiola, maybe the most talked about recruit now Husker in Husker history, coming into his tenure here at the University of Nebraska, number one quarterback in the entire country. Okay, now you got the NAIA Player of the Year and Jalen Gromstad. You got a loaded quarterback room when it comes to talent. You got to develop, got to produce, got to do it on Saturdays and one Friday, okay, every year. And then whenever we end up playing in the postseason, because there's going to, by God, be a postseason this year. All right. And in the bowl games, it don't matter. But we're going to play one. And who knows? As this college football playoff thing keeps expanding, it's going to become less and less exciting. The individual matchups like Ohio State and Michigan isn't going to mean as much anymore. Half the time, they might play again the next freaking week of the Big Ten championship game. But when it comes to more teams getting in, you're going to have the attention of more people paying attention. Okay, more people paying attention to attention, because I like the word attention apparently right now. The fact of the matter is it gives more people reason to tune in longer for the season and have hopes and aspirations of playing for a potential national championship. Now, I think what's going to happen over time, and this is a topic for another day, is we're going to find out that 12 seed is just a 12 seed, and there's a reason they're a 12 seed, and 10 and 11 seeds getting in aren't that big a deal because they're just going to get killed by the four or five teams that have an actual shot at winning a national championship. But until we play about 4 years in the college football playoff and everyone learns that this is what's going to happen, and I'd love to be wrong. Nobody loves a Cinderella more than me. I'm like the only guy that still thinks the G5 should have a spot because I love Cinderella. But at the end of the day, realistically, there's maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 teams every year that have a real shot at winning a national championship. Those first round games, hopefully they're exciting. Hopefully there's some upsets that may or may not be. But the wider the field, the more opportunity. That's obvious. Who knows what Nebraska could be doing in the near future at some point. Let's start by winning more games than we lose, and I think we have a great chance of doing that this upcoming season. All right, so going to talk about the new Nebraska quarterback, NAIA Player of the Year, Jalen Gromstad. Okay, Nebraska's talented and loaded quarterback room. When it comes to ability and talent, got to produce, as we all know. Okay, and my son Jacob's actually going to join me at 12:30. Kid loves football. Kid loves baseball. He's a baseball connoisseur. He loves the analytics. He loves the strategery behind baseball. I've always said football is the most violent chess game in the world. My mom didn't want me to play football because she said it's a bunch of big dummies running into each other and trying to jump on each other, fighting over a ball made of pigskin. Okay, I was like going into middle school. She was trying to talk me not into playing football. You can probably figure out what happened. Then it turned out all right. And since then, she said, hey, it wasn't a bad decision, Adam, but it's not a bunch of big dummies. Well, there's some of us out there. But for the most part, it's the most violent chess game in the world. You could say that about boxing, UFC too, to a degree as well. But baseball, the intricacies and the strategery that goes into baseball is unlike any other sport on planet Earth. Okay, it's very interesting. He loves all that stuff. We're going to talk Major League Baseball, okay? How the season's going, who's standing out, who's not, who to watch for during the rest of the season, things of that nature, okay? And then as always, I want your questions, your comments, your concerns, thoughts, and or otherwise. Send them in to 402-464-5685. That's 402-464-5685. As soon as you send it in, they will send it to me, and then I will react to your comment, if that is what it is, or answer your question, if that is what it is as well. Now, as always, I want to shout out Bonzel Pool and Spa right now in our backyard. We've got a gigantic hole. That's because the idea is that in about 6 weeks, there's a hole filled with water provided to my family and myself via bonzelpool.com. They are putting in my family's pool. You can check them out at bonzelpool.com. If you're needing a swimming pool, hot tub, and or sauna, check them out. If you have a swimming pool, hot tub, and or sauna, etc., and you need it taken care of, Bonzel Pool and Spa, check them out at bonzelpool.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to read some of the social media reactions to the newest Husker quarterback, right? The reigning NAIA football player of the year, as I'm sure you know, is transferring to Nebraska for the upcoming season from Northwestern Iowa. Quarterback Jalen Gromstad announced his decision on social media on Thursday afternoon, and here's what he had to say, and I quote, "I'm incredibly thankful to announce my commitment to the University of Nebraska to use the remaining of my collegiate eligibility. I'd like to thank Coach Rule, Thomas, DeMichael, and Callaghan for giving me this opportunity. Thank you to everyone who has been part of my journey at Northwestern. I'm forever grateful for the relationship and memories that I've made for my time spent. Thank you to Coach McCartney for impacting my life and believing in me." Now, end quote. Now, in his first full season as a starter at Northwestern Iowa, Gromstad threw for an NAIA leading 3,681 yards and 35 touchdowns. He also ran for 772 yards and 8 scores as well. So threw for over 3,500 yards through the air, ran for just under 1,000 yards rushing. Okay, now here's what Northwestern head coach Matt McCarty had to say, expressing his excitement at Jalen's opportunity with the Cornhuskers, and I quote, he said, "We are excited for Jalen as he has the opportunity to pursue playing FBS Power 5 football. His growth and development through his Northwestern experience has been a privilege to be a part of. Our promise to each player is to invest in them where they're at and prepare them for what is next. In this case, it happens to be playing football in the Big Ten," end quote. Now, Gromstad went 24-1 as the Raiders' starting quarterback. Okay, a little bit of a surprise addition for the Huskers, maybe. Okay, he only recently worked out for Nebraska coaches at a postgraduate camp earlier this month. Now, Matt Rule is big. He's big on finding diamonds in the rough. He's big on kind of finding those guys to get overlooked. And one of the ways to do that, and when you're the NAIA Player of the Year, I don't know if you're being overlooked, but one of the ways to do that is camps. You get up, you can see players up close and personal. You can see them live, okay? When otherwise you might not, because there, I mean, my Lord, how many high school football players are being recruited across the country? It's hard to watch film on all of them. It's hard to evaluate all of them. And so you got to narrow it down to begin with. But if you can see someone up close and personal, a camp is the best way to do it. And that's sometimes will tell you as much or more than any film will or just about anything else will. Okay, so when I was coming out of high school, my high school team was slightly below average, 0 wins, 9 losses. So slightly, just slightly, way significantly below average. And so I'll never forget, my dad and my high school coach said, Adam, if you want any hope of ever getting looked at, you're going to have to do the camp tour. Like, they're going to have to see you up close and personal. We can tell them that you're 6'6", 235. That's great. Okay, that's like the thing that'll get them to open the door to just step in the room and look at you. But that doesn't guarantee anything. I was also a quarterback, for those who didn't know. I didn't even play defense up until my senior year of high school because I was so focused on playing quarterback. All right, so I did the camp tour. Now, I was born in Hastings. When I was 3, my dad's job took me upstate to Washington, so I grew up in Washington State. Oh, my God, the camp tour was never ending.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
It was like Idaho, we started at. Then we went to Washington State. Then we went to Oregon. Then the team camp, which was a week long, was at Oregon State. I'm sorry, we went to Oregon. Then the team camp was at Oregon State. Then I went to Nebraska for their full camp by myself as an individual, which I think was like 3-4 days at the time. So it was like basically almost 2 straight weeks of nonstop camps. And camps are 2-a-days back when you could do them. And so it was basically these 2-a-days. And when we did 2-a-days back in Nebraska, back when you could do 2-a-days, you'd go 6 days, you'd have Sunday off. Monday through Saturday, you'd have Sunday off. So I was doing this, but there was no rule that says, because this isn't a common thing to do, there's no rule that says, hey, you have to have a day off here. So I just basically went, it was like 12 straight days. And I remember we got back up to the Northwest, and we were supposed to go to University of Washington's camp at that point. And I looked at my dad. I said, I don't like Washington anyways. I grew up a Washington State fan. I have no interest in the Huskies. If I'm being honest, they hadn't shown a lot of interest in me. I said, I don't really want to go. And so I didn't go to the University of Washington camp. But I went to all those other camps. And that was the best thing I ever did. Because as I mentioned before, we were slightly below average at 0-9 my senior year. And so that was the thing that got me looked at. And that was the thing. Nebraska didn't offer me at the end of the camp. In fact, they looked at me and said, you're not good enough to play here, is what they told me at the end of the camp. But what it did, it facilitated a relationship throughout the season. And gradually, because I'd never played defense and I wasn't an option quarterback at the time, because that's what we were running, as I got better and better throughout the season. After my last game, we had that relationship with the Huskers that opened the door. They got to know me, and then they offered me very last minute, okay, right before Christmas, so to speak. There was no early national signing day back then. But they did offer me last minute, but the camp is what opened the door. Okay. And there's more to that story, and I'll share my full recruitment story. One day they asked me to walk on initially, et cetera, et cetera. But this show is about the new quarterback here at Nebraska. But my point is, camps are huge. They're huge as far as getting looked at as a recruit. They're huge as far as coaches finding those diamonds in the rough or those people that get overlooked, because it's hard to evaluate absolutely every freaking buddy across the country. Okay. And you try to narrow it down to begin with. You got those pipelines and those relationships that coaches build. which is why those matter. So you can try to emphasize what's going to matter to your program, your individual football program the most. But Matt Rhule loves camps. I am incredibly biased towards camps because I know what they can do, and I know the advantage that they give a coach and the opportunity they give a player. So Nebraska finds their new quarterback. Again, 24-1 as a quarterback, okay, at his NAIA school, okay. The interesting thing, and I'm not the first one to point this out, but I will be the next one, the addition of quarterback Jalen Gramstead potentially allows the Huskers to showcase Heinrich Harburg in other ways. This is a dude that I said could be a Swiss Army knife for the Huskers, and I originally just meant it as a quarterback, like a Taysom Hill type situation. But if you remember versus Minnesota last year, I forget, so I'd have to look at the play again, either a tight end or an H-back or whatever it was. He caught a pass out of the flat, and I believe it was on a third down and gave us a first down. This is a guy who could potentially be moved all over the place as a Swiss Army knife beyond just a quarterback position. I will say this, okay? You know, I'm excited that we've added Jalen. Watching the Huskers practice, a large part of spring, I was like, we need to bring in another quarterback. Okay, we got two true freshmen. We've only got three scholarship quarterbacks to begin with. And then you watch Nebraska practice. They got three team periods going on at all times, which meant nonstop, three team periods, okay? Whether it's 9-on-7, whether it's 7-on-7, whether it's full team, whether it's team blitz, whether it's red zone, whatever the case may be. And so Daniel Kalen's getting nonstop reps. Dylan Raiola's getting nonstop reps. Heinrich Harburg getting nonstop reps. Obviously, with another quarterback in the mix here, those reps are going to have to be shared a smidge. Now, maybe some of those are with Heinrich Harburg working as a quarterback, working as a read option type quarterback, learning the offense as a whole. But maybe he's doing some other things as well. But I will say this, because I see a lot of people saying, oh, now Nebraska's got more experience in their quarterback room, which they do when you just look at starts in college. And all due respect to NAIA athletes, and I'm excited Jalen's here, and he's a great pickup. Okay, there's a little bit of a difference between NAIA and Division I, NAIA and Power 5, NAIA and Big Ten SEC. So I don't know that we all of a sudden have a flood of Big Ten experience in there, but we've got a guy with at least some experience playing college ball, a guy who's had a lot of success, obviously. He's won everywhere he goes, okay? I believe he won a high school championship, obviously, and college the championship as well. So this is a guy who's done well. I just don't want to sit here and be like, oh, we've got this flood of Big Ten SEC Power 5 experience when we've got college experience coming in, but there are different levels to it. Okay, got to keep everything in mind as you're evaluating what's going on throughout the offseason and the season as a whole. To be clear, I'm excited. Great pickup. Glad Jalen is here. Okay, just want to look at the thing, the picture as a whole, not just a vacuum of a corner of the photo that we like the best and focus on that. Now, Gramstead measured 5 feet, 10 and a half inches, weighed 193 pounds at the camp. Okay. Now, it's fun because Nebraska actually unexpectedly found James Williams last year, who's a promising pass rusher. Okay. Out of a junior college in Iowa, much similar to Gramstead here, at a postgraduate camp. Okay. Now, Williams impacted the Huskers on defense late in 2023, but limited his play to four games in order to redshirt. But I'm excited to see what he can do in the future. Just pointing out another guy they found at a camp, another guy who was kind of overlooked. And I'm excited to see what he can do next year as well, because he is a promising pass rusher for the Huskers' future on defense as well. All right. Heinrich Harburg, chatting about him a little bit. He started 8 games last year, went 5-3. Okay, the Huskers, as we you probably know, averaged 18 points last year. Hopefully that goes up significantly this upcoming season. All right. Now, Gramstead grew up an avid Nebraska fan. All right. And like growing up in Iowa, a lot of Hawkeye fans around. But he said, and I quote, "I always dreamt of playing at Nebraska. I wanted to out of high school. I never really had that opportunity. I never camped down there as a kid. This was something today where I wanted to take a risk and see if I could catch the coach's eye a little bit. I've accomplished a lot at the level I'm at. I've always dreamt of playing at Nebraska as a kid," end quote. Now, as I mentioned, he grew up in Hawkeye country, but him, his dad, his grandpa, his family, they were avid Husker fans. All right, and I quote, "Lester is the town I'm from," Gramston said. "It's a population of 250 people. It's a small community. I went to West Lyon High School. Where I'm from, it's all Hawkeyes. But me, My grandpa and my dad, my brother, we've always been Husker fans. I've always dreamt of playing at this level and wanted to play big time college football. I feel like I've been able to develop my game. I think there's still a lot more out there as far as the resources I learned about from at Nebraska. My game can continue to elevate. I think I'm only scratching the surface, end quote. All right. Now, here's what I mentioned before. He's won at every level. In 2019, he led West Lyon to a state championship, producing 2,400 yards and 30 touchdowns at his college, okay, Northwestern there. He threw for 247 yards and three touchdowns, ran for 156 yards, and scored once on the ground in the 2022 national championship game. All right, so he led him to a national championship in 2023. He took his team back to the title game as they fell short, but he was still named the NAIA National Player of the Year. All right, Grampstead has 6,237 yards passing and 60 TDs with 1,822 yards rushing and 30 scores on the ground over the last two seasons. He has been voted a three-time captain at Northwestern. All right, so as I mentioned, very excited for his addition. If he can battle with Raiola and whatever for that starting job, nobody's been named. Till somebody's named, I'm going to keep saying that. Everyone expects Raiola to start, me included. But until that happens, he can battle with Raiola as a starter, maybe Harburg or whoever as well. If he can earn that backup job or at least make the coaches feel comfortable, that can give the coaches the opportunity to do some various things with Harburg. I mean, imagine just some of the trick plays they could run. I mean, there could be a whole lot of fun when it comes to just running some trick plays with Harburg, maybe going as a receiver in motion, maybe in the backfield as a running back. That kid is big, fast, runs physical and hard. That'd be fun to watch. Okay, so it's fun to think about some of the creative things they can potentially do with an additional quarterback that they can trust in that quarterback room and what that may or may not allow them to do with Heinrich Harburg as this football season unfolds. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. We're going to pay some bills. And when I come back, my son Jacob's going to drop some of that baseball MLB knowledge. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.